B-Pod Studios.
You know what date it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's going to be 45 today. This is nice. Enjoy it while you can, because Friday for Valentine's Day, it gets very cold. A high of 29 on Friday, down to 10 in Boston.
Good for cuddling.
You know what? You're right. That is excellent snuggle weather. Good
Ew.
Point.
Wow. No,
sorry, Dave.
We can't with this girl. We can't. Here's it's something we have. Just you should know. Do you know Boston is the number two most expensive city for an upscale date for
it
Valentine's?
It feels about that way.
Behind number one is New York.
Yeah.
Number two is Boston, and number three is Zurich, Switzerland. So
in
you Switzerland, have a cheaper Bob. Date in Switzerland.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
That's it feels right.
I mean, that's if you want an upscale date. That's not my style.
You know what it would cost?
What?
This was when they say an expensive upscale dinner would be $424 for dinner. Have you ever?
I have. On Valentine's Day.
Are you kidding?
Yes. No. I mean, no, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, with Dave.
With Dave.
Where did you guys go
we
and
went,
spend that
we
kind
had,
of money?
We had zero money, by the way.
Yeah.
It was like 20 years ago.
That's a lot of money. 20 years ago.
And we drove up to L'Espalier, where it was the old L'Espalier. Mm. It was in a townhouse in Dave's beat up Ford Topaz.
Oh, no.
No, Mercury Topaz? I don't know what it was.
He was trying to impress.
Yeah, and he had $500 in cash in his coat pocket.
Dang.
And the dinner cost that much money.
Wow.
It was insane.
Did you know that? Because there was no internet then. You couldn't check online prices. You just
He knew it was expensive. That's why he had the cash.
He was sweating.
I was like, oh, my God.
But here's the genius of Dave Falcone.
What is it?
I would say.
Enlighten me.
I submit. And maybe Dave. I submit. It's been 20 years. You've never forgotten it.
No.
And he's never done it again.
No.
Genius.
Right, exactly.
He bought
we went back.
Years.
We went back, but it wasn't Valentine's Day. It was very expensive on Valentine's Day because it was prefix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a prefix.
And, you know, I'm no cheap date because I can drink the wine. So,
that's where Dave got.
It was one of the best dinners I've ever had. Worth every penny.
Well, look at that. 20 years.
It cost him $500.
Yeah.
I split the check with my wife on our first date, and she hasn't forgotten that either.
No, she won't.
Neither have I.
They don't. They do not forget.
Didn't cost me $500.
Oh, my God.
And again.
Nobody. 20 years ago, the inflation alone.
You know, it's funny. Nobody forgets the expensive date.
No.
Nobody forgets the cheap date, anyway. Sir, Walt would not be happy.
What?
Walt is not happy.
No, he's not.
He's rolling in his grave.
It's really kind of awful. More than $200.
Who can afford to go there?
Rich people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Or people who, like, you know, sell the farm. Do they do that anymore?
Yes. Yeah, no, you buy the farm.
All been sold.
You buy the farm. That's okay. That's what Walt did.
Okay, now I get it. It's all coming together.
It makes you wonder, where'd that phrase come from? He bought the farm. Which, you know.
I'm going to look it up.
End of days. You bought the farm. But if you're broke and you need to buy something, you sell the farm.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just you're either buying or selling the farm sometime in your life. Right? Okay. All right.
I love all these agricultural
They're
sayings.
They're just great.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, 6:21. Hey, don't forget, real quick. The Bon Jovi song of the day, 8:05 today. We'll be playing that. Pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi.
I know.
At the Garden. Okay?
July 16th. Thinking summer.
Yes. Oh, we're getting there. We are getting. We're not, are we?
Not really.
Not even close.
But that's okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, what do you got? What's cool?
Okay, do you dream this? Mm. You're not weird.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Brian Bell.
All right, I know Valentine's Day is coming up. It's not for everybody, but I have a way you can celebrate if you're not kind of into it. Maybe you just had a bad breakup. Something that can make you feel better.
Oh, that's good.
And it involves Hooters.
Jeez.
He's all heart. He is all
really,
heart.
Really, isn't he?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you the best way to wake up.
Oh.
Scientists have determined the best sound to wake up to. Okay? Hey, Prime members, how do you show your love? With a chocolate cake. How about that? Surprise your sweetie with a chocolate heart cake. Just $6.99 at Whole Foods Market through February 18th while supplies last. Find even more sweet deals on the Whole Foods Market app. All right, LBF.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you dream this? Then you are not strange or weird. It's the most common dreams. By the way, I had a nightmare last night. I'm interested in this story. This was my nightmare last night.
Okay, go ahead.
True story. Mm-hmm. Dave Falcone was wearing my jeans, and they were loose on him.
Oh, no. That is your nightmare.
It was awful. I'm like, who?
How loose?
Super loose.
Like baggy?
Baggy. Baggy. I was like, those are my jeans. He's like, yeah, I couldn't find mine. I just wore yours. And I'm like, it was awful.
I woke up
sweating.
Were you mad at him?
I'm mad.
Mad. You
still
should
mad
be.
At him.
Walking around with your baggy
walking around
pants.
Baggy
jeans.
Nightmare. Okay.
Oh, my God. Poor Dave.
Top five most common dreams.
All right, let's see.
Feeling trapped.
What number is that?
Five.
Okay, good.
I'm doing it your way now.
I like that.
Number two.
Number four.
Feeling lost.
Yeah.
Dying.
Ooh, that's only three.
Wow. Mm. I have two more. Yeah. Being chased. And you got to guess this.
It's got to be falling.
Yes.
Yes.
Falling. I hate those dreams.
Those are the worst. I never fall, but the plane's falling. So what
is
that?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's always the worst.
So everybody's falling.
Yeah. Everybody's.
I'm always in a car falling.
Are you?
Yeah, like off
a bridge.
Wow. It's bad.
No wonder you never come north. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Sacred Bridge scares me. It's in my dreams all the time.
Bridges.
Anyway.
There you have it. All right, Brian.
All right, well, for Valentine's Day, Hooters.
Uh-huh.
Stepping up to the plate for people who may not be in a celebratory mood, or maybe you could have a nice date there. Here's what they're doing.
Really?
All you need to do is bring a picture of your ex, and they will shred it for you and give you 10 boneless wings for free on Valentine's Day.
What time does it start?
All day on Valentine's
Brian,
Day.
I think we know what we're doing for lunch Friday, aren't
we? I mean, that's an easy one to fake, too.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have pictures of your ex?
No, we'll find somebody.
How are they going to know who my ex is?
You know, we should both do.
Bring a picture of LBF.
LBF, help me. We'll both show.
Yeah.
She broke both of our hearts.
Wings, please.
So, what does she do to you, Brian?
They even have a way you can do it like on their app. So check out
Hooters
if you want to go get some free wings.
We'll say she dumped us because her pants were too loose.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I wear the pants.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Oh, boy. It's only Wednesday. All right. A recent Australian study found waking up to music makes us much more alert than waking up to a hideous beeping sound.
Yes, hideous beeping sound.
You don't want
terrible.
That. People in the study were much more alert when their alarm was, quote, a combination of melody and rhythm, such as music. Do you want to know what the example they gave for a good song to wake up to? Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
That's a good one.
They say that's got the perfect melody, the perfect rhythm combined to make the perfect wake-up song.
Do you wake up to music?
I don't.
What do you wake up to?
To a hideous alarm.
What about you, Brian Bell?
One of those Apple...
Yeah, I wake up to my gentle, like, watch alarm, my Apple Watch. Beep, it kind of, like, fades in a little bit. It's somewhat melodious.
I wake up to this.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God.
This is what I wake up to every day.
Oh, my God.
No joke.
What is that for the uninformed?
It's Tammy.
Yeah, by who?
By Debbie Reynolds.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
The weirdest thing ever.
But it's nice, isn't it?
No. Tammy? I mean, if your name was
Tammy. A friend of mine played that at her wedding.
Oh, really?
Good Lord. Yeah. But her name was Tammy, right?
No, that was the weird part.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was Tammy.
All right.
It's very,
tell
like,
me there was
calming.
A Tammy, a damn Tammy that somewhere.
That was a great look. You what?
Okay. Her name was not Tammy.
Yeah, it was Tammy.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So the coronavirus is now called COVID?
Yeah, it's COVID-19.
That
so what it stands
scarier.
For,
yeah.
It's an acronym that stands for Coronavirus Disease 2019.
Oh, okay. The COVID-19.
Because as we found out from Brian Bell, who has his doctorate degree.
Oh, yeah?
I read stuff.
What did we learn?
Coronavirus is a group of viruses.
The type of virus.
Type.
Ah,
yeah.
So that wasn't specific to what this is now.
Right.
Now
if you see that, that's the concern. Over 1,000 deaths so far reported.
The rate of infection is beginning to fall. That's good news.
That is good news.
But that's if you believe the people who are in charge.
Well, I have more doubts about what they're saying in China about, because they have a tendency to hide things.
Really? Like we don't?
Well, you know, we still have a free press here.
I've seen Contagion. Everyone's hush-hush about doorknobs and touching them.
You know, we are a week away from her never coming into the studio again.
Yeah. She's just, it won't be because of the coronavirus.
Wow. Contract 20?
No. Just you guys.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Hey, we did learn, we did some fun stuff. We mentioned Bought the Farm.
Yeah, because we're talking about death.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
So you were curious. I was curious. Why do you say Bought the Farm?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually a term that pilots use because it often refers to death in battle or by a plane crash.
Wow.
And then it also could refer to that you have to buy a burial plot.
Oh, so...
Also, you could trade one life for the other, so you bought...
The farm. Okay, whatever. Mm.
But then I was like, it went around.
Well, that's interesting. Because I wonder if, like, when pilots are crash landing, they're taught to look for some freshly plowed land.
Maybe that's true.
Lots of land.
You bought the farm.
Open space.
The farm.
Okay.
There you go.
What else you got?
Beating around the bush.
Excuse me?
What? Yes, beating around the bush.
Yeah, okay.
I had no idea. In medieval times, the hunter.
I'm listening.
Okay.
The hunters would have their minions around go over and beat the bushes with sticks so that the animals would come out.
I think that still happens.
You want to know about kick the bucket?
Kick the bucket. Let's move on. What is kick the bucket?
All right,
your last one. Go ahead.
Kick the bucket is because when somebody has a noose around their neck, whether or not they're getting... executed or...
Right. They'd stand on a bucket.
They'd stand on a bucket. Then they'd kick it, and then they'd
Somebody
die.
Would kick the bucket. And then
also, drunk as a skunk.
Yeah.
It's because skunks eat fermented fruit, and then they get drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're drunk. So you can be drunk as a skunk.
Yes.
I just thought it rhymed, but
nope,
there's a
reason. No, it's
true. That's great.
Isn't that great? So I was on a deep Google dive of idioms.
You know what? What I like about you, LBF? She doesn't beat around the bush.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All right. That's it. That's it. Press a button. All right?
Well, we're going to press your button. Okay. Go ahead. What do you have in dirty laundry?
I can't even.
All right, 6:47. Let's see what's in the laundry bin. Here's LBF.
Okay, what's in Jennifer Aniston's future? You'd be surprised. Macaulay Culkin gets real about Michael Jackson. But first, who is on the dating apps and doing it wrong? Mm. Well. That millionaire matchmaker lady says she sees Ben Affleck on dating apps all the time. Particularly Raya or... Raya, have you heard of that? Raya. Luckily, I don't know that very well.
Is his profile pic just a shot of his back tattoo?
Maybe.
Batman, maybe?
The millionaire matchmaker says that he is doing it wrong because he's looking for young women and he needs to get somebody more his age because, and I quote, there's a reason he married Jennifer Garner. She's a mother to him. She's the catch of all catches. Indeed.
Yes, she
is. I love that woman.
Yeah.
He has to realize that he's going for these 20-somethings he's going to get bored with. He hasn't found boundaries. He hasn't found a boundaries girl who's got a spine.
That's right.
I'm a boundaries girl. I have a spine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're age appropriate.
I'm age appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer...
It wouldn't be a good match.
Is Jennifer still available?
Jennifer Garner?
Is she still...
I think she's seeing somebody, but they're not married, so it hasn't put a ring on
Go
it.
Go back,
know what I'm
Ben.
Saying.
Go back, Ben.
Right?
Yeah,
she's
you should.
She's so lovely.
She's the best.
I mean, he must be nice, too, because she fell for him.
It'd be great.
I'm really rooting for those two. They'll be like my Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston.
Exactly.
I want them to get back together. And speaking of Jennifer Aniston...
You know
Aniston,
what? He could always just say, hey, what's in your wallet? And then grab some, you know, for dinner.
Grab what?
Some money.
Okay.
Jennifer, what's in your wallet? And then,
oh, look it's all coming together.
See, then,
God, thank God you're not dating.
My wallet is fine.
Jennifer Aniston, speaking of, she was did an interview in Interview Magazine with Sandra Bullock. They were chatting together, and then they wrote it up. They both dated Tate Donovan, by the way. You don't really know who he is, right?
Yeah, he was a 90s actor.
Oh, okay,
He was in Friends, right?
Yeah, so
he
they
was, he was in the
that.
OC.
Oh, he was? Okay. Yeah. Okay. They admitted we both partook of take. But this was the interesting thing. Sandra Bullock asked Jennifer Aniston what she sort of saw in her future, like what kind of snapshot. And she said, laughter and kids running. Which means that everybody now is saying, oh, Jennifer Aniston's going to have kids, going to have kids, going to have
51
kids.
She's 51 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she could have it. Science is pretty interesting.
She's got some eggs frozen somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she could adopt. But the whole obsession with Jennifer Aniston having kids, I wish we could kind of put an end to it. Like, let her live her life. Mm. She's so awesome.
Yeah.
I really like her. Have you seen Morning Show?
I'm almost finished with it, but I really liked the cover of the magazine.
Ah, yes. There's that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Again, another 51-year-old who's making
leather
feel
and no
better.
Pants.
No pants?
No, there's no pants.
Big boots. Big boots.
Big boots. All right, well, I'll see you in a bit, Brian. Okay, and finally.
We lost Brian.
What happened?
Go ahead.
Macaulay Culkin, he was interviewed in Esquire, and he was talking about the whole leaving Neverland thing. Because as you know, Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson were like BFFs. In fact, Macaulay is the godfather to
They
Paris
spent a lot of time
Jackson.
Together in Neverland.
They
right?
really did.
So what did he say?
He said he's not saying anything about it because he has nothing to report. He never did anything to me. I never saw him do anything.
Well,
that doesn't mean he didn't do anything. Just didn't do anything to Macaulay Culkin.
You know, if you had told me in 1988 that Kieran Culkin would be my favorite Culkin, I would have called you crazy.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Who's Kieran Culkin?
He's an actor.
He's one of the Culkins.
He's so good. He's in Succession.
Succession. It's so good.
That's good.
Did I say that? Yeah. Succession.
Okay. Well, you know. We done?
We're done.
Sure. All right. Put it.
I'll be over here staring at Jennifer Aniston if you need me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Big boots.
Bob will be grabbing people's wallets.
What's in your wallet?
Hey, baby. What's
hey, baby.
In your wallet?
What's in your
wallet?
Wow. What a polite
mugger.
Yeah,
it kind of works, doesn't it? Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Hey, you guys want to play One Word Wednesday today?
Well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, as opposed to tomorrow, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. We should do it today then. All right. Here's the phrase we want you to finish in one word. Skip the flowers and chocolate. Just give me blank.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
This could be interesting.
Skip the chocolates and flowers. Just give me blank. For Valentine's, okay?
I wonder what yours is.
You will find out.
Okay.
Plus, the winner gets tickets to Impractical Jokers, their Scoopski Potatoes tour.
Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, bang!
Bang! That's what you're going to win. Paul, what is yours?
Alimony.
Oh, just give me the alimony.
Give me the alimony.
Oh, my
wow.
God,
oh, my
Paul.
God, Paul. Paul.
That's dumb.
You know, you're not wrong, my friend.
Right. I know I'm not.
Oh, my God.
You're not wrong. All right. You could be our winner. Hey, just so you know, the best one word of the day. Remember, there's no right or wrong. It's just what we think is the best is going to win tickets to the upcoming tour by Impractical Jokers, the Scoopski Potatoes tour, which is hilarious.
It's very, very funny. I didn't believe you at first, Bob,
you
but I watched on
anybody
YouTube.
Who knows this.
Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, Scoopski Potatoes, bang!
Bang! The best.
1057 WROR. 480s. Four variety.
That's great. All right, phone lines are open. 888-410-1057. Finish the phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
All right.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, so how happy is the whole state of New Hampshire that it's Wednesday today, right?
Good yes.
Grief.
That was a lot.
Oh, that's a lot for the Granite State, just forever. So congrats. That's done for now.
We got Barbara, yeah?
Barbara, finish that phrase in one word.
The money.
Oh,
nice.
Really,
I love it.
Oh, money. Money.
That's all.
What's in your wallet, right? Okay. Thanks, Barbara. Remember, there are no wrong answers. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're not wrong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Susie, go ahead and finish this phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me what?
Erotica.
What? Erotica.
Whoa.
The book by Madonna?
Yes.
We all know better than that.
Wow. Susie.
You're fun.
Yeah, good morning.
And our winner is Susie. Man, that word just popped for you, Susie.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Susie, where are you from?
I'm from Fitchburg.
Susie, are you currently seeing anybody?
Yes.
Oh, man. I hope he got the message.
Oh, he gets the message every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, Susie.
If you knew Susie.
Wow. Thank you, Susie. Have a great day. I know somebody's going to. Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Jeff, finish this phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
Dinner.
Wow.
Dinner.
Yeah. Really, Jeff? Just give me dinner.
Yeah.
Is the lady cooking or what?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, get in the kitchen and give me dinner is what Jeff's saying.
What a romantic.
I know. Jeff?
Can't really.
You want to take that back?
I love dinner. I understand.
What's on the table at 5?
Right.
Thank he's you. Not going out with Susie, that's for
no,
sure.
No, he's not.
Sorry about that. No Susie for you. Wow. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. How about Susie?
Susie's
erotica.
Fun.
She is fun.
And classy.
You know, she kept her class.
Yeah, it's not like
she said
porn.
She's
a classy broad.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
Just give me blank. All right, it's dangerous, but we're going live to Karen. Karen, finish the phrase.
Hi, I'm going to go with babies.
Babies?
She wants babies.
That's nice.
Are you sure? Yeah. You mean like somebody else's or your own?
His.
His babies.
Wow.
She wants his babies. That's nice. That is a stamp of approval.
Yeah, right.
You want to have somebody's babies.
Yeah.
Babies are cute, but then they become teenagers.
Good answer.
I like it.
I hope you're in the position to have babies.
What?
Hey, are easy.
No, I mean, you know, life is. Yeah. What I mean by that, Karen, is, you know, you're ready to have them.
Oh, my God. I cannot take you anywhere.
No, you can't. Sorry. Good luck with that, Garrett. All right. Brian.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, we got Jeff.
Yeah, you
got
to be in the right frame of mind.
Yes.
Jeff. I finished the phrase.
Freedom.
Okay, Braveheart.
So, the marriage counseling isn't going so
no.
well.
Wow.
Jeff.
I'm sorry.
It's not about counseling. It's about fun.
You know
what? Oh. All right.
Jeff. All right, let's go to Anne Marie. Anne Marie, skip the flowers and chocolate. Give me.
Diamonds.
Oh.
I like how you think. I really do. You are a smart woman. I hope you get diamonds.
You know, maybe you could take something from Susie, you know?
Yeah, that helps.
That'll get you diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, bye now. All right, well, let's see. We have Lisa. Skip the flowers and chocolate. Give me...
Real estate.
Oh.
Real estate.
Who doesn't want a man with real estate?
That's great. These women are smart.
They are. They ask for the order.
They're not afraid. They know. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. We got Tim. Forget the flowers and chocolates.
Good morning.
Good morning. Answer the question.
All right, gang.
Yep.
My word is booty.
Give me the booty.
Booty.
You mean like?
Yeah.
You mean like?
Just, you know what?
Give me some.
It could be.
He knows what he likes.
Yes.
But nobody likes me anymore.
Okay.
It'd be pirate
booty.
Everybody needs to stop talking now.
I know it's kind of risque. Okay.
We got you, Tim. Thank you, buddy.
Tim.
Bye-bye.
That
All right,
buddy.
Mark. Skip the flowers and chocolates and give me...
Give me Susie.
How about Susie?
Right?
Yeah.
Now that's funny.
That's good.
Perfect.
Wow. Great answer.
Oh, my God.
You know, for now, Susie's taken.
But you never know.
She seems hard to satisfy, if you know what I mean. So, Mark... Don't bite off more than you can chew now. Okay.
That's right,
thanks, Mark. Bye. It's funny, but if you missed it, Susie was one of our first callers, and her word was
erotica.
Yeah, so Susie is going to be popular today.
All right. Yes, she is.
Oh boy, number three, Marianne. What's your word?
Sex.
Oh,
just right to it.
Right to it.
Wait a minute. They can literally skip the chocolate and the cards and go right to that.
All right.
All right, Marianne.
Super sex.
Okay.
Oh. Super
wow.
Sex.
I love the soup.
I know. I laugh at the old ones. No. It's still funny to me. I'll take the soup.
I'll take the soup. Marianne, would you
yes.
would you like us to fix you up with Tim? He was looking for the booty.
No, I already have a super sex husband.
Okay. Wow. He's a lucky guy.
I hope your mom's in the car.
Thanks, Marianne. All right. I like Don's answer. I think my wife might say this one. It's two words, but we're going to put them together. Don, what do you say?
House cleaner.
Skip it. Just give me a house cleaner.
You can say maid.
Or maid.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
That one. One.
Yeah, or just the maid outfit would be good for Valentine's Day, too.
That works.
What?
I hope the maid isn't wearing it.
Wow. Thanks, Don. As we say, it's Don all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right.
My.
Mary, give us that word. Hey. Okay, what's your word?
Lottery. Mary? Lottery ticket.
Oh.
Lottery.
Give the flowers and chocolate.
Really?
Give me the lottery.
Just give me the scratches.
Though. The scratches.
She's got a point. You buy a car.
My mother and I used to give each other scratches for Valentine's, and then sometimes we'd end up at Foxwoods the next weekend.
Nice.
I would like to say that is a very good gift idea.
We should also reveal that your husband works for the lottery. Just feel out of responsibility, we should say that.
LBF's husband, Dave Falcone.
Right. And, you know, scratchies say love.
Yeah.
Got to be some of the. You know, nice Valentine's theme out there, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, come on.
Who doesn't like a nice scratchy?
All right.
Right?
You know?
Right?
Right.
Am I right?
You're right.
Maybe I'll give a scratchy or two for Valentine. Okay, I think we all agree. Do we have a winner?
I think Susie.
It's
got to
be
Susie.
Susie's the winner.
Her husband's
really the winner, but
yes,
Susie is the winner. Yeah.
So, Susie, we're going to give you two tickets to these guys.
Scoop, skip, potato, bang!
Bang! That's the Impractical
so
Jokers. Brian, you got to put that up.
Oh,
the Scoop, Ski Potatoes video clip at on our Facebook page.
Sure.
It's so funny. They're going to be at Xfinity Center Sunday, July 12th. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Thank you, Susie, wherever you are.
What's funny about the Scoopsy Potatoes is that Bob was telling us for, I don't know, weeks
how
much he loved it. And we're like, well,
okay,
we're not gonna watch
you
it.
Finally humored me.
You wouldn't stop.
Yeah. And I was like, what is this about? And you are, write it down.
Thank you.
You are correct, sir.
Well, why don't you stand corrected then and, you know, do it the right
way. I'm so comfortable sitting now.
I love sitting.
No, it's funny. It's 2 minutes.
It's so funny.
Scoop,
skip, potatoes. They're awesome. Put it up on our Facebook page, Brian.
Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
It is 33 degrees in Boston. Let's get some laundry done, LBF.
You know, abdication is a really good career move.
Because
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are not doing so bad in their quest for a financial independence. Slightly overrated, by the way, financial independence.
Is it?
I love to depend on my
parents
for
money. Don't they all?
Right?
Yes.
So apparently they could earn more than $1 billion in corporate deals and brand ambassador roles as, you know, $1 billion.
Wow.
I guess Prince Harry met with Goldman Sachs. They wanted to they might hire him to do talks at GS series, kind of like a TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pay, but then it could lead to all this other stuff. And then Meghan Markle is maybe doing some voice acting with Disney. These are little things that...
Yeah, it's going to
bit by bit.
Yeah,
because Harry asked somebody to give her a job.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Robert Iger, right?
I have to tell you, they can do whatever they want to do, obviously. I don't like the fact that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have come down to earth. They seemed like, you know, they were so, it was like, it was a fantasy. a big fantasy about princes and princesses and all the things that are completely unattainable. And now they're just regular. I mean, I know they're like Oprah regular, but they're regular.
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay. Nope.
Thanks for your support. All right. Jussie Smollett.
I'm happy for him. Right?
I guess.
You can be a billionaire on your own.
Not bad.
Or you get your own phone plan.
Right.
Get your own insurance.
Yes.
Prince Charles phone plan.
Yeah. Move out of that basement.
Yeah, I'm happy for
everybody. He was living in his grandmother's basement,
essentially. Time to move on.
So that's good. Jussie Smollett has been indicted again. I can't say indicted. Mm-hmm. On 6 counts of disorderly conduct for making 4 separate false reports to the Chicago Police Department. Remember that? He did that.
I saw somebody tweet that. Wow, they got the guy that, you know, harassed Jussie.
Yeah. So I don't think he's not back on Empire, is he?
I don't know.
Anyway, leads me to this question. Have you ever faked a crime?
I have not faked a crime.
I kind of faked a crime.
Did you?
I have.
Wow.
I mean, it's like not a big crime.
You mean as a kid?
Misdemeanor.
Okay.
Sibling on sibling crime.
Yeah.
And my brother would just bug me. Because, you know, he was my brother. And if he was up in his room and I was up in my room, my mother was downstairs and he was annoying me in one of his interesting, annoying ways, I would hit myself and then scream, Rob, stop hitting me, stop hitting me. And then my mother would run to the hallway and scream upstairs, Robert Bruce Beckham, get back
what
in the room.
What a brat you are.
That's not a brat. Yeah, I was brilliant. You're spelling brat wrong. Brilliant.
B-R-A-T.
Poor Rob. Do you know the things that he did?
No, I can only imagine.
Yeah, he's my older brother.
He's
not
like the A-team. Falsely accused.
But your wife's a good one.
Oh, yeah. She's carved her brother's initials in, you know.
Her brother's initials in a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
That's an amazing sibling-on-sibling crime. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, kind of brilliant.
It's really almost diabolical. I like that in a woman. It's really great.
Okay.
I just want to mention that this is a funny story about Macaulay Culkin. He was interviewed and talking about Michael Jackson.
Funny?
And that's not the funny part. I'm going to get to it. He says that he never saw Michael Jackson do anything, by the way, and that's why he's never spoken out about it. But he is really bad at auditioning because he auditioned for Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and he says it was a disaster. It was a disaster. I wouldn't have hired me, and he's terrible at auditioning. He hasn't auditioned in forever.
I wonder what role he was doing.
Let's maybe like the Luke Perry role
or something like that.
Yeah. Not Leonardo.
Nope.
No,
or Bradley.
Or Brad Pitt.
Not happening there.
Just another skinny guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
There you go.
I have a hard time believing that you never false.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just not talking about it on the radio.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Maria Coco.
Hi, Maria Coco. I think we have some good news for you.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
LBF, tell her.
You've won 2 tickets to the Bon Jovi 2020 tour with Bryan Adams at the Garden on July 16th.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, congrats, Maria. Who are you going to take with you?
Thank you.
Is Mr. Coco going?
I'm going to actually take my best friend, Billy Allen.
Huh? Nice. Are you going to use a lot of hairspray and wear some acid wash jeans?
Of course I am.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Let's go big with the hair, Maria. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
All right.
For everyone else, tickets are on sale now and available through livenation.com. So much fun.
Maria, what's the number one station to work with?
WROR.
All right. So Maria Coco is our first winner.
I know.
That means we have 3 more today.
This is great.
Isn't it fun?
Setting you up for the summer.
I know it.
With Bon Jovi.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. And it is brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy 2, get 2 free sale. WindowNation.com. All right. Playing today from Allenstown, New Hampshire, is Scott Covey. Good morning, Scott. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Scott Covey from Allen.
Yeah.
I bet you are happy the primary's over. Am I right?
I am.
That's
Thank
tough.
God.
Oh, my God.
A lot of traffic.
Right?
A lot of phone calls from candidates.
They got your number. No wonder it took so long for us to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott. We're going to play Super Smart in 60 seconds. You drive trucks for a living. What kind of trucks?
Tractor trailer and street trucks. So.
Cool.
Okay. Well, all right. So you know how the game works. LBS can ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You'll win $1,000 just in time for Valentine's, okay?
Right.
All right.
LBS, not, go easy on me.
I'm going to try. Easy.
All right. If you're not sure, just say pass. We have time. We'll get back to it. Okay. Are you ready to play, Scott?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
How many states in the United States?
How many states in the United States?
What did the Pony Express transport to California?
Pass.
Who played Kevin in Home Alone?
Pass.
In fiction, what's the last name of Dr. Hannibal the Cannibal?
Pass.
Who won the New Hampshire primary?
Bernie Sanders.
Who's the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Pass.
What giant Ferris wheel was opened in London in 2000?
Pass.
What is George W. Bush's middle name?
Welker Bush.
Tiffany & Company has a registered trademark on its signature shade of what color?
I'm going to guess pink.
Which river separates Mexico from the United States? You can answer.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who makes Kentucky Fried Chicken?
KFC?
No, it was Colonel Sanders, Bernie's uncle.
Bernie, yeah, that's
Bob Bronson, everybody. He'll be here all week.
Oh, my God.
Try the chicken.
I was hoping to get one of them here, Scott. Okay. Just having fun. Scott.
At least you are.
Scott, it probably could have been more fun, but you're just worn out. It's been a tough couple of months there in New Hampshire. Here's what you missed.
Okay, got three right. You passed on a lot. That's okay. The Pony Express transported mail to California. Macaulay Culkin played Kevin in Home Alone. Dr. Hannibal the Cannibal's last name is Lecter. The lead singer of Maroon 5 is Adam Levine. The giant Ferris wheel that opened in London in 2000 is called The Eye. And Tiffany and Company has a registered trademark on the color blue. It's that, like, cool blue.
Tiffany
that
blue.
Everybody likes to see. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. Yeah. And which river separates Mexico from the United States? The Rio Grande.
Rio, yeah. I should have known that.
It's hard. It's okay.
Yeah.
No shame in that.
Not at all. Hey, Scott, is there a Mrs. in the life or a sweetheart for Valentine's?
Yeah, Mrs. 30 years.
That's great.
Oh, that's great.
What's her name?
Doris.
Doris. Oh, I used to date a Doris back in school.
Prom date. Bob's prom date.
Yeah. Different Doris, I think. Different Doris.
Where's your Doris from?
Oh, she's from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Good, different Doris.
All right, good. Feel
hey, so what?
Okay, right. Moving on.
Scott. I'm pretty sure it's not the same.
No, I don't think so. Hey, Scott, you and Doris are going to take a dinner cruise for two aboard the Odyssey Boston on Saturday, February 15th. We made your plans for you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Hey, everybody else, your memorable Valentine's Day is waiting on the water when you and your sweetheart join the Odyssey for dinner this 14th or 15th. For more info, visit odysseycruises.com.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
Good mom takes care of herself and her appearance. It's just a fact. A good mom doesn't worry too much about her appearance. A good mom is a constant example to her children that taking time out for yourself is healthy.
Where are your children while you're getting your nails done? Why are you neglecting them, you shallow twit?
Be a stay-at-home mom because nobody will love your children the way you do. Your children need to see you have a career, pursue your dreams and goals so that they will pursue theirs. Only pursue your dreams while your children are asleep. You don't want to be away from them for too many hours. Don't always be with them. They need to get used to being around other people as well, but not too much, but not too little. Breastfeed them as long as you can. Do not breastfeed them too
much. Wow, that's good stuff.
Set them up for success.
That is Christina Kuzmic in the house. Good morning, Christina. That is a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of advice that we're thrown, and it's all just crap. Just love your family.
Right.
Wow.
Come on, people. Just love your family. There you go. You're a great parent.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Thanks for coming in.
That's exactly.
All right. Christina is described as a hometown humorous, who likes to go one-on-one with her fans as she brings her new book to the Wilbur this week. Thanks for coming in. You're from local area, Hamilton, Wenham, right?
I have no idea. I'm so excited to be here. I'm originally from Croatia. My freshman year of high school, moved to Hamilton, Massachusetts. So this is my first home in the U.S.
Wow.
This is where I learned English, which is why sometimes L.A. people go, because I live in L.A. now, go, what's with the Boston accent? Sometimes it comes out a little bit.
You must love that.
Yeah, I do. And then I went to college in California, came back, and my older two kids were born in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Nice.
So I feel like I'm home, and I love it. And I used to listen to 105.7 all the time in high school. I'm a big 80s music fan.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
So you're on a book tour. Your
yes.
latest book is?
Hold On But Don't Hold Still.
What does that mean? Hold on, but don't hold still.
So I went through a really hard time years ago. I was a single mom, and I was depressed and broke and all of that, and even contemplated suicide. And now I think, you know, whether it's something heavy like that that someone's struggling through or just a bad day as a parent because our kids can be monsters. it's sort of my mantra. Hold on to hope. Hold on to the good in your life because there's always good even on sucky days. Mm. But don't hold still. Don't be passive or apathetic or numb. Be proactive and do something great with what you have.
Wow.
That's great. Come to my house every day? Well, you actually can because we can watch you on YouTube. You know, backing up, in 2011, you were one Oprah's search for the next TV star.
Yes.
But then you had a cooking show, and then you kind of decided you didn't want to be the next TV star under those.
Yes. So not Oprah's fault at all.
No.
I adore her. But all these TV execs and producers got involved in the cooking show that I had, mm-hmm. and they made me a perfect mom in the perfect kitchen. You know, if I spilled something, they'd clean it up and do the take again. And I just felt like I was betraying my old self who was struggling and depressed. And if I turned on the TV at that time and seen that cooking show, it would have intimidated me. It would have made me feel inadequate. And so I thought, this really isn't what I want to do. And that's really what inspired the parenting videos.
Yeah.
I want to be transparent and real about the mess, about the flaws, about the mistakes we make. And I want to encourage people. I want to give people hope.
Wait a minute. You cook?
I do cook.
All right, Bob.
Well, no, I mean, it's very attractive. You know what I mean? Wow.
I cannot take you anywhere.
What? No, I mean, I'm just looking and thinking. So,
I know.
Oh, you're so low.
Stop looking and thinking. Stop looking and thinking.
She cooks.
So you're at the Wilbur tonight. What time does the show start?
7:30.
Okay, and what are you going to do?
So basically, we're going to show this really fun video no one's seen before. It's behind the scenes of making of the book. And then I'm going to speak. I'm going to read a little bit from the book. But mostly, I want it to be a really fun interaction with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a Q&A. We're not even screening your questions. I'm just going to risk it
mm-hmm.
and living on the edge. And you can ask me anything. And then the best part is, after the show, I am going to meet with every single person. Usually when I'm touring with my Hope and Humor tour, too, it's a comedy show. And with that, I don't get to meet everybody face-to-face unless mm-hmm. they're at the meet and greet. With this, I'm really going to be able to take time with everybody. We can take pictures. We can dance.
That's nice. People like that. And they come to see you, and then
Bob wants a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Want a picture of me cooking.
Yeah, yeah, but I was actually going to ask you if any good Croatian dishes are you recommend, but anyway.
Sarma. But yes.
What is that?
It's amazing is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go on for days. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had this One Word Wednesday today.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you this. Finish this phrase, Christina. Skip the flowers and chocolate for this Valentine's. Just give me blank.
Sleep.
Right. Sleep.
You know what turns me on the most in the bedroom? Sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice, isn't it?
I have three kids and two dogs.
That does it.
Sleep.
You don't get any sleep.
Mm. Oh, I need sleep so bad.
So what is my parents ruined my childhood mean? That's another one. Is that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, so I made a video.
What
a video
is that?
Right before the holidays because parents get so stressed out about the little stuff, right? That really doesn't matter in the long run. Oh my gosh. So holidays, I didn't decorate my house
yeah.
and I didn't do the stupid elf on the shelf and blah, blah, blah. And so I made this video where I'm pretending to sit in therapy. And I say, my parents ruined my childhood because there was no ho, ho, ho mat at our front door. And they didn't put lights on the house.
That's right.
And just to sort of make the point of, you know,
that's
this
funny.
Is supposed to be a time of joy and peace, and you're making a time of stress and exhaustion.
It's true.
So one of the things I really try to do in my videos is just give people permission to be human
mm-hmm.
and not have to be superhuman every day, especially when you're raising kids. You know, just go easy on yourself.
You know, I've been told that kids have to eat a couple times a day, and I think that's too much.
You know what? I think that I will take your kids in. I'm just kidding.
That's funny. So I got to go back, just real quick. Going back to Oprah, how did you win What did you do to win that next big TV star?
So basically, I put out these little cooking shows out on the internet because, long story short, when I was broke and depressed, the one thing I felt confident in when I felt like I had nothing to offer was cooking. And so I started cooking for strangers, and I tell the whole story in the book. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that saved my life because it made me feel like, wow, even when I feel like I have nothing, I have something to offer. Mm-hmm. And so I made these little cooking videos. Somebody saw them, emailed me and said, you have to enter the Oprah competition. You would be perfect for it. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't have a working television. I'm broke. And they sent me the link. I entered. There were like 15,000 videos that entered.
Wow.
And the next week I get a call from Mark Burnett's people, who's the producer of Survivor in the books, because he was producing the show. And they called me in. I met with him. And then, you know, they narrowed down to 10 contestants. So I was on the one of the 10 on the reality show, and then I won the whole freaking thing. And the crazy thing about that is 2 years before this, I'm sleeping on a floor. I can't afford a bed.
Wow. Right.
And now
that's
Oprah's
amazing.
Giving me a car.
That is amazing.
And a
you got a car from
I
Oprah?
Did.
She gives everybody a car.
I don't know if we can go there, but I'm just going to go there.
All right.
I feel like you guys can handle this.
We can.
I was stuck in L.A. traffic, and I had to pee so bad. I thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up finding my... I'm sorry. If this is TMI, sorry. If you guys
not yet, go ahead.
Okay, it's about to get TMI.
Okay.
This is why everybody should have a messy car.
Yeah.
I ended up finding. I couldn't hold it in. I ended up finding my son's breakfast bowl.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
And I peed in it. And when I got home, there was crumbs, toast crumbs, stuck to my butt. So I can officially say that I peed in a car Oprah gave me.
Wow. I think you're the only one who can say
that's
that.
Amazing.
So, all right.
I love it.
Well, Christina, thanks for coming in. The new book, again, it's I'm telling you, if it's half as funny as you
you're
are
so
here
sweet.
This morning as a hit, it's Hold On, But Don't Hold Still, and you're going to be go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Wilbur. You can go to thewilbur.com and get your tickets
for
tonight.
Hang out with me. You were saying before about, you know, people get to meet me. Actually, I feel like I get more out of it. I love, love, love meeting my followers.
We love meeting our listeners. They don't
the
like
best.
Meeting us, but when we meet them, when we force them into an awkward hug, it is
I am shaving
magic.
Both my armpits for tonight.
Oh, my God. That is an amazing situation.
How about the legs?
I didn't even do that for today.
Thanks, Christina. That was the TMI we were waiting for.
There it is.
All right. How do people get tickets to your show real quick?
Go to the Wilbur.
Yeah.
Or anywhere on my social media, there's links to.
You're fun. You should come back next time.
Yeah.
Can I just get a job here and stay here?
Sure.
It's hard.
Yeah.
We make it look easy.
Just don't get us any cereal.
All right. Thank you,
that's
Christina.
That's awesome.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
In one word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So the phrase we were looking for you to answer in one word today is...
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
Just give me blank. All right. 888-410-1057. Going to the phones. Hello, what's your one word?
The money.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Barbara.
I love it.
Barbara.
That's all.
What's in your wallet, right? Okay. Thanks, Barbara. Remember, there are no wrong answers, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're not wrong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Susie, go ahead and finish this phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me what?
Erotica.
Wow. Erotica.
Whoa.
The book by Madonna?
Yes. We all know better than that.
Wow. Susie.
You're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
And our winner is Susie. Man, that word just popped for you, Susie.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Susie, where are you from?
I'm from Fitchburg.
Susie, are you currently seeing anybody?
Yes.
Oh, man. I hope you got the message.
Oh, he gets the message every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, Susie.
If you knew Susie.
If you knew Susie. Thank you. Thank you, Susie. Have a great day. I know somebody's going to.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Jeff, finish this phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
Dinner.
What?
Dinner.
Really, Jeff? Just give me dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the lady cooking or
I
what?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, get in the kitchen and give me dinner is what Jeff's saying.
What a romantic.
I know. Jeff?
Can't really.
You want to take that back?
I love dinner. I understand.
He
wants
on the table at five.
Right.
He's not going out with Susie, that's
no,
for sure.
No, he's not.
Sorry about that, Jeff.
No Susie for you. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got Tim. Forget the flowers
hey,
and chocolates.
Good morning.
Good morning. Answer the question.
All right, gang.
Yep.
My word is booty.
Give me the booty.
Booty.
You mean like?
Yeah.
You mean like?
Just, you know what?
Give me
just
some.
Leave
me
it
some.
There, oh, Bob.
It could be.
He knows what he likes.
Yes.
Oh, nobody likes me anymore.
Okay.
Could be pirate
oh,
booty.
Come
Everybody
on.
Needs to stop talking yeah. now.
I know it's kind of risque.
Okay.
Okay.
We got you, Tim. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
That
All right,
buddy.
Mark. Skip the yep. flowers and chocolates and give me...
Give me Susie.
Susie.
Oh, how about Susie?
Right?
Yeah.
Now that's
oh,
funny.
That's good.
Perfect.
Wow. Great answer.
Oh, my God.
You know, for now, Susie's taken.
But you never know.
She seems hard to satisfy, if you know what I mean. So, Mark... Don't bite off more yep. than you can chew now.
That's
All right,
great.
Thanks, Mark. Bye. Wow, you got to hand it to Susie and Mark. Those were good answers.
Excellent.
There you go. All righty.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.